52 snaps, if memory serves. What stands out for you, you know, being on the field head-to-head against the Jets and their particular receivers in that game?
Well, you know, as you can tell, they're a pretty hard-working team. I mean, you know, I feel like they have threats on, you know, from perimeter to inside. You know, their outside receivers, their inside receivers are good threats, you know. Have a great scheme for, you know, certain teams they play. And, you know, overall we have to find ways to stop their best players. So
targets like Decker and Marshall, mm-hmm. speaking of best players, those guys are pretty obvious. But Curley's had big games against the Pats in the recent past, and Inunua mm-hmm. recently has emerged for them, along with Kenbrell Tompkins, a former Patriot. What about that group of guys, the secondary receivers for them? And if, you were matched up a lot with Curley, right?
Yeah. It just makes it harder for our defense, you know, to try to match up guys with, you know, their skill set, you know, or, you know, it makes it harder for our defense to, you know, try to narrow in on just one guy, or, you know, because they have multiple guys that can, you know, possibly make a big play and, you know, change the game. So,
is it a physical group of receivers? Those guys, I mean, they got some big guys out there.
I mean, they play football. I mean, I wouldn't say, you know, they're physical or not physical, because, you know, they play to win. They, you know, they block. They do what they have to do to, you know, make the play.
Also, you've only been in the league now for almost a full season, but you've gone against a lot of different quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks. When you look across the line at a guy like Fitzpatrick, who's also mobile, mm-hmm. What kind of challenges does he represent with that mobility and also just the experience that he's had and the way he's protected the ball this year?
You know, it's always a challenge because, you know, we all know he's a smart quarterback. Brings in, you know, the possibility of running and, you know, throwing downfield. You know, he can extend the play whenever he get out the pocket. So we do what we can do to, you know, contain his running ability and, you know, stop the passes.
And lastly for you, as being a Tennessee guy, you know, Gerard's been a leader in this locker room for a long time. Mm-hmm. Has he taken you under his wing, especially because of the ties?
I feel like he's taking everybody under his wing, but, you know, he kind of comes to me and, you know, brags about being a part of Tennessee. Everybody, you know, don't have the opportunity to be a Vol. So, you know, whenever Tennessee wins, loses, or whatever, you know, we kind of talk about, you know, the past when he was there and when I was there, and, you know, kind of related to, you know, relate seasons to each other. But, you know, I feel honored to, you know, be able to play with Gerard. So.
How much did you know about him when you were being recruited by the Vols? I mean, the guy at that point in time was, you know, a perennial Pro Bowler in this league.
Yeah, we heard about a lot of big name guys. He was one of them, and you know, I'd never seen him in person until I got here. But you know, I feel like he was one of the guys that basically, you know, set the tone along with other guys such as Aaron Foster, Peyton Manning. So,
thank you.
Good luck this weekend. Happy holidays.
Thank you. All right.